I've been talking to Ross about what I titled Exploring the Power of Knowledge. Exploring the Power of Knowledge. And Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 to 5. Proverbs 24, 3 to 5 gives us a summary of my message this morning. Let's read together. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong. Yeah, a man of knowledge increases strength. So I'll be talking to us about knowledge. About knowledge. Now, just like that passage says, wisdom may build you a house. Oh, I just got a house. I just got a car. I just got married. I just got so many brand new things, great things. But how many of us know that every miracle, we need another miracle to keep it going? You bought a car and no fuel, no maintenance. What happens to it? You bought a house or you built a house. No maintenance, nothing. It dies. So life, we will always need a miracle to go on. But there is a system that God, your father and my father has made that will help us through life if we can get it. Now there is what is called knowledge economy. How many of us know what knowledge economy is? It's a system that is built on applied research, artificial intelligence, and a number of what they call intellectual capital. Now, there are only a few countries in the world that have knowledge economy. America, Canada, China, Germany, the OECD countries. Now, if you look at what happens there, somebody comes up with a research and say, these are the things that are needed now, and then they begin to mass produce. And that's why those nations are wealthy. So knowledge, that's why the Bible says in verse 4, next verse, verse 4, it said, by knowledge the rooms are filled with precious and pleasant riches. So if you have a house that nothing is filling it, it's empty. What is lacking is knowledge. And so this morning I'll be talking to us about knowledge. Now, I heard a story, very true story, of a very big ship that was built, and the ship broke down. They called all manner of people, everyone from everywhere, come and help us repair this ship. And nobody could. So finally, they found one old man who had been working with ships for many, many years. And he brought a big bag of tools. When he brought the tools, everybody was looking at him. Hey, are you not going to go the way of these other people? So he brought the big bag of tools, did his research, went back, checked this, checked that, did everything. Finally, he went to bring one hammer. And then there was a particular place around the engine of the ship. He just tapped it. Tap, 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 tap. He said, start the ship. The ship started. Whoa, everybody. So 2 weeks later, he brought them the bill. $10,000. What? We saw what you did. You didn't do any work. You only tap, tap. And $10,000, give us the detail of the bill. So, two lines. The first line was tapping the engine. $2. Knowing where to tap, $9,998. So what does that tell us? What were they paying for? Everybody came, couldn't get the ship started, but because he knew. That's the value of knowledge. If you don't know, your house will be empty. If you don't know, you will beg in life. God forbid that for anyone here. If you don't know, you'll be kept in the dark. So go for knowledge. Tell your neighbor, go for knowledge. Go for knowledge. Go for knowledge. Now, I'll be sharing with us, before we go to pray, five areas that you must build knowledge in. Five areas. Number one. And you know, if you know these five areas, your victory will be guaranteed 100% all the time. Your house will be filled with pleasant riches. And the glory of the Lord will surround you every time. It doesn't matter the seasons of life. It doesn't matter. Listen, what matters is not the seasons of life. Oh, you know, this is dry season and everybody's affected. For instance, during COVID, everything was just topsy-turvy and things weren't going well. And God looks out for his own in every season. God looks out for his own in every season. Number one, knowledge is the knowledge of your God. Knowledge of your God. Second Peter, I want to show us a couple of scriptures. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Let's read together. Second Peter 1, 3. If you have your... Okay, let's go. According as his divine power has given unto us some things. All things that pertain to life. Is that talking about this life you are living in?
Yes.
All things that pertains to life and godliness. Through what? Through the knowledge of him that has called us from glory. So if he said he has given us all things, why don't we have all things? Say knowledge gap.
Knowledge gap.
And God will fill it this morning.
Yeah.
So number one, you must know your God. Daniel 11:32. But they that do know their God, they shall what? They shall be strong and they shall do exploit. You want to do exploits in life? Know your God. Know your God. Know your God. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Paul was speaking. He said, that I may know him. That I may, one thing I want to pursue is, I just want to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. I want to be made conformable unto his death. I want to know him. Do you know what separated David from the other people around him was the knowledge of his God? When everybody was running away from Goliath, he was running to Goliath because he knew his God. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 32. And David said to Saul, let no man fail, let no man's heart fail because of him. Let no man's heart, don't be afraid. Is it this Goliath that you are afraid of? Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. My goodness, David was here. Goliath was there. Huge. And the Bible says he's been a fighter from his youth. His shield alone, they said it was a weaver's beam. Top to bottom. So how will you fight such a man? What does David know that others don't know? He knew somebody. What did David know that gave him the confidence to say, let me go, let go of me. I'm going to fight this man. Next verse. Is that the only verse? Yes. And Saul said to Samuel, you are not able to go against this Philistine, to fight with him. You are a youth. You are a youth. And a man of war from his youth. Next verse. And David said, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him. I smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and I smote him. Say testimony. What God did in your life yesterday is a pointer to what he can do today. If God helped you yesterday, he can help you today. If God help you today, he can help you tomorrow.
Yes.
So you must know him.
Yes.
He said, don't just leave me with this man. Leave me with him.
And everybody was smiling. I said, ah, you want one kekere? You're this small boy. You want to go? And his brothers came to him. Hey, Ofeloku, this is how your mouth is. So this is your big mouth. David, you have come again with this big mouth. He said, leave me alone. I will fight him. Why? He knew the one nobody knew. He was in the backside of the forest, building his relationship with God, with the lion attacking, with the bear attacking. All of those things were teaching him about God. The things you are facing today are supposed to be teaching you about God. So you must know your God. The knowledge of your God will make you boast. Look at what it said in verse 36. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine. This one. He doesn't know God. Listen, if anything, anyone opposes you, check out their status with God. If they don't know him, they just expose themselves. Somebody's boasting and say, me? I will finish you in this city. Just first of all, don't say anything. Go and check. Who are they connected to? If it's a babalawo, they are done. Yeah. He said, look, it shall be. Seeing he had defied. He's not in a right relationship with God. He doesn't know God. I know him. I know this God. He will fight for me. Isn't that what he said? He said, I will fight for you and you will hold your peace. So he made a boast. When things come against you and you are quiet, it's because you don't know him. So build your relationship with God. Know him in the secret place. He is the God who sees in secret and rewards openly. You don't have to build it before. You know, just show. It's good to, yes, thank God for showmanship. Huh? He has his place sometimes. But they say the one that matters most is in that secret place. Hakaposhaka praka. What you said in your word, I hold on to it. See, as you are building muscle in that place, something is happening around you. They that do know their God shall do exploits. So knowledge of the living God. Know your God. Know him well. Know him. A personal knowledge of the living God. It matters a lot. Your personal knowledge of God is what gives you confidence to face the battles of life. When others are saying there's a casting down, because you know him, you say, no, there's a lifting up. There's a lifting up. When COVID hit in 2020, when all churches around us closed, they closed, honestly speaking. They were following regulation. They said, don't meet. Don't do anything. Don't talk to anybody. Don't go to church. I said, no! We remained open. We were serving the living God. COVID came around, but he left. He wasn't looking for us. He knocked on the door. So I said, no, you can't come and get out, girl. Come to church. What are you doing at home? What are you doing? I said, COVID. I said, come to church. And our church remained open till now. Throughout COVID, to the glory of God, they that do know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Number two, knowledge you must have. And you know, that knowledge of God, invest. Thank God for Pastor Zach. I'm sure he has, and your resident pastor. I'm sure they have a lot of tapes and recordings, online access. Huh? You have. Invest. As you build your knowledge of God, something else is happening inside of you. It's called faith.
This is the victory that overcometh the world. Even what? Not theory. Even your faith, your practical applications and knowledge of God is what keeps you going and keeps you strong. And it will guarantee victory all the time. Number two, knowledge to build. Knowledge of who you are. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for everything. I was just sharing with Pastor Wang in his office. And I said, this boy was a failure. I was a failure until I met Christ. I played through secondary school. Yeah, you know, garbage in, garbage out. I played through secondary school. But there came a beautiful evening in November 1984 at Omoli Junction, Four Square Gospel Church, Omoli, was having a crusade. And I showed up there. My mom said, take your younger, because she saw my frustration. Said, take your younger ones, go there. Even though she didn't know that God. He said, I think those people have something to say. Go and listen. And true to what she said, I got there. As I got there, I was watching a movie called Burning Hell. I said, everything else I can do, this hell, I'm not going. Me, I am not going to hell. They said, what? I said, what must I do? They said, you get saved. I said, Jesus, save me. I am not going to hell. That was it. This dull boy, this seemingly dull boy, who with teachers in the class taught him and he failed. On my own, I went to WAEC office. I bought syllabus. I said, what are those subjects? So I've had 4 credits. I said, that's good. I need 3 more. I want to show to the devil that you are the one that is a failure. I know who I am. I know who Christ made me. So I took the syllabus. I began to read. English, math, principle of accounts. First attempt, A1 accounts, A2 math, P in English. I said, no, one more time. So I went again and read and read and read. All this while, the Holy Ghost was my teacher. Make the Holy Ghost your teacher. Do you know the Holy Ghost is your personal assistant? And he can help you with study, with cooking, with washing. Just name it. Give me some other areas. Huh? Dressing. Dressing. What other area? Career. The Holy Parents. The Holy Ghost is your personal assistant. Depend on him. He said he will teach you and he will show you things to come. So the Holy Ghost taught me. My second attempt, A1 math, A1 English, credit in English. No, A1 math, A1 accounts, and credits in English. I said, yes, thank you, Jesus. And I made up my mind from that season, for the rest of my life, I will never fail at anything again. No. Why? I realized from Scripture that it is not me that will do it, but Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope is the reason why you will make it in life. He's the reason why you must never fail. He's the reason why you must succeed. He's the reason why you must never be sick. He's the reason why you can't die in an accident. He's the reason for living. I realized that and I said, Satan, you are in trouble. Since then, he's been in trouble. Because from then on, I told Apostle, the detail. I said, all the rest of my college years, everything, it was just up there. I didn't give room for the devil at all, to the glory of God. Hallelujah. So knowledge of who you are. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Look at what he said about you. And has raised us up together. Ephesians 2:6, and has raised us up together. He has raised me up together. He has raised me up together and made me sit in the heavenly places together with Christ Jesus in the heavenly places. In the heavenly places. You may be sitting here in the earthly places. Can I tell you your real location is in the heavenly places? It's in the heavenly places. And when you are a citizen of heaven, living on earth, there's a big difference. There's a huge difference. You are not struggling to survive. Why? You are, when you speak, you are speaking from heaven. That's knowledge of who you are. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. All things are become new. It doesn't matter what the past is. Tell the devil, shut up. I am a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. You did this. You did that. I said, shut up. I'm a new creature. All things are passed away. And all things, not some things, all things are become new. That's who you are. Don't let the devil keep you in the place of guilt. Oh, you did this. Oh, you did that. Tell him, shut up. That's in the past. All things are passed away. All things are become new. So I'm a new creature in Christ. Say that out loud. New creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Hey, look at what it said. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be what? The righteousness of God in him. So who are you? Yes. I love this church. You guys are so powerful. I am the righteousness of God in Jesus. I am the right. It doesn't matter what I did in the past. My sins have been washed. I've been cleansed. I've been made whole. I've been purged. I've been purified. I am a child of God. Woo! I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Oh, longer a slave to fear. I am a child. Oh.
Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Put those hands together. Give Jesus a clap of it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. You must know who you are. I share a quick testimony to the glory of God. This week we came in on Tuesday. Our mommy's funeral was going to be on Thursday and Friday. I heard it rained on Monday. I don't know, I wasn't here. But on Tuesday night when we came, it rained and rained. Wednesday, it rained and rained. Now, when we started planning the funeral, August 1, everyone say August 1. August 1, we set up daily prayer chain. Monday morning, we're praying. Throughout the day, we're praying. Men were taking turns. Because of, some of the things we heard about Lagos. Say, Lagos is tough. I said, okay, let's pray. There's nothing that God cannot do. We started praying August 1. As at Thursday, people were still praying. Thursday, we looked at the weather. Where is this rain? None. No rain on Thursday. No rain on Friday. That's not coincidence. God went ahead because we knew who we are and we presented our case before the Father. Lord, we don't want rain. That's what we say. We don't want rain. That's why it didn't rain on Thursday and Friday. And if some of you expected rain, I was the reason. Why? God took special interest in us. And listen, He can do it for anybody. The Bible said in Acts 10:34, God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, everyone that feared Him have a place with Him. So know Him. Know who you are. You are His child. He can split the sea for you. Yes. Didn't He do it before? Yes. The children of Israel got to the Red Sea and they were going to cross the Red Sea and the sea was looking at them and it was like, hey, how are you going to cross? Pharaoh and his people were busting. Don't mind them. We'll catch them at the Red Sea. Something, somebody may be boasting against you, but you make a boast of your God. Yes. And so they said, Moses, it hadn't happened before. So I didn't blame Moses. God said, Moses, what are you waiting for? He said, I was waiting for you. He said, no, I'm waiting for you. He said, stretch your rod. Zabira. What had never happened before happened for his children. The sea before their face split this way and that way. That's why the Bible said, the sea saw them and fled. I tell you, if you know your God, if you are one-on-one in Him and you know who He is, you know the promises He has made before you, the sea will split before you. The sea went this way and that way, and they walked through on dry ground. I pray for you, you will walk through on dry ground. Others may be going through issues of life, but because you have a God who is by your side, who knows you. Now, let me let you know, when you know God, you must make sure He knows you. How? By reason of your connection with Him, you make sure this God knows you. You put your name, register your name in heaven. Don't pray today and then the next time heaven sees you or hears from you is the next month. Or when a trouble comes. No! Have a place of, I call it a place of accountability. Every morning I go to that accountability place. Father, I've come again. Yamena hotalihata. I register in heaven. I mark my register. So mark your register. Let heaven know you. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19. It says that the foundation of God standeth sure. God knows those that are His. Let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal. The Lord does what? Knows them that are His. So let heaven know you. You know Him, let Him know you. Praise God.
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ does what? Lives in me. So when people say, oh, Pastor Sonny this, Pastor Sonny, no, don't look at me. Just look at the one who is behind me. He's the one that does it all. And he will help you marvelously. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look at Colossians 3:3. For ye are dead. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Number three, knowledge. Know your enemy. This one is deep. Your enemy is not Brother X. Yeah, not Sister Y. Your enemy is undercover. He doesn't want you to know that he's the enemy. So he hides it all and points you to the flesh and then makes you dream one dream and you woke up from the dream and say, I saw Brother X in my dream. That's not your enemy. The real enemy is Satan. The Bible calls him the old serpent. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. It says, be sober, be vigilant. Be sober, be vigilant. Because what? Your adversary, the devil. You, who is your adversary? The devil. Your adversary, the devil. If you see uproar against you, it is not Brother X that is tearing up. There is a spirit that came on Brother X. That spirit is the spirit of the adversary. Help Brother X, pray for him. And pray for her. Stop fighting flesh and blood. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That's his goal. What's the purpose of the devil? Seeking whom to devour. Seeking who to accuse. I said, I got, you see, I have, look at the, what do they call? No. Selfie. Jesus, I took selfie. Look at him. Look at him in the background. Can you see? See what he's doing. I took selfie of him. That's what the devil does. He takes selfie of people. He catches you and goes to God and says, look at the person you are proud about. That's why I said to Jesus, Jesus, my Lord, I want to make you proud. I don't want my God to feel bad. That, oh, after all I did for you, see what you are doing. No. Please, don't do it. Your real enemy is who? The devil. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. But see, the good thing about that devil is that Jesus defeated him. So that's why when you are in him, you can defeat the devil. Not by your strength. Look at Ephesians 6, 12. It says, for we wrestle. That people say we wrestle not. No, that's not how to read it. For we wrestle. Life is warfare, not playfair. For we wrestle. Not against flesh and blood. We wrestle. The man who wants to fight you say, I'm ready. Whether you are ready or not, I'm ready fighting. He is fighting. Whether you are ready or not, so it's for you to now wake up and step into Christ and take your place in Christ and say, now in the name of Jesus. Everyone say, in the name of Jesus. That's what the Bible says in Philippians 2:10, and has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee bow, sickness bow to the name, poverty bow to the name, pain bow to the name of Jesus. So it's not in your power. No, it's not flesh and blood. It's not flesh and blood. Say, we wrestle. Not against flesh and blood. But against what? Principalities. Against powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. There are five categories mentioned there. Three of them are principalities. They are demons. You don't see them. But they operate through people. And then two of them are agents of Satan. They come as flesh and blood. They come to churches. They go everywhere. And Satan plants them. Say, this is your own place of assignment. Cover this area. But every time we say, in the name of Jesus, devil bows. So know your enemy. Know he's weak. His main weakness, let me tell you, is the name of Jesus. Know the name of Jesus. I'm going to share with you the weapons that He's given us. The next one is know your weapons. Know your what? Weapons. Number one is God's word. Don't joke with the word of God. Wake up every day seeking God in His word. That's where I got myself into after I came back from that foolishness that I did in secondary school. I found God's word. So I was chewing it day and night. Day and night, I take the word. I just go, this is sweet. Sweet. And I just stick it in. Most of the scripture I quote by heart today, I knew them from then. That was my best time growing up. So know the word. The word. The blood of Jesus. Everyone say the blood of Jesus. Now, Satan does not have a solution to the blood. The Bible says, had they known, they would not have crucified the King of Glory. Because when that blood dropped on the earth, first there was an earthquake. The Bible says there was an earthquake everywhere, shook when the blood dropped on the earth. So that blood, Revelation 12:11, and we overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Not that we overcome. We did what? We overcame in the past tense. We overcame. Not that we will overcome. When the devil is harassing, I overcame. You came too late. I overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. That's why your testimony is so strong. What God did for you yesterday, don't keep quiet. Tell the world. Prayer. I just told us what happened when we prayed. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and what? Pray. Humble yourself, pray. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Have you trials or temptation? Is the enemy troubling you? Take it to the Lord in prayer. The reason why we worry is because we are not worrying in prayer. If you are not a warrior in prayer, you'll be a warrior. So take it to the Lord in prayer. Prayer is a multi-dimensional instrument that the devil cannot hold. No, he can't stop it. Pray in the morning, pray in the afternoon, pray in the night, pray at all things. It was Joel Austin who said, my mother prays about everything. Dishwasher is not washing. In the name of Jesus, dishwasher, walk. One day her car stopped at Dodie Austin. Her car stopped. Her children went to celebrate her in one place. And then after they had done, the car stopped in one corner. And then the next thing they found her doing was kabashing. Yakapura. Etekita hate. Car, you must move. And I cast you, devil, out of this car in the name of Jesus. They were laughing. But before their eyes, before they could get a towing vehicle to come, the car started working. So everything you pray for does not stop. Pray. Fasting. Please write this down. Every serious, heaven-minded believer must have one day in the week that they fast. At least one day in the week when you fast and call on heaven. I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, help me. I need your help. The Bible says, some things will not go except you pray and fast. So this kind, goeth not. Matthew 17:21. This kind, go, how be it? This kind, goeth not, but by what? Fasting and prayer. So if you don't know how to fast, you will lose some victories. So learn to fast. Fasting. May fasten your body. May make you look lean, but it fattens your spirit. You become fat in the spirit. It's like the devil says, this one is no pushover. No, I can't push him over. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 6. Let's read together. For the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal. But they are what? Mighty through God. And they can do what? Pull down strongholds. Next verse. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now let's read this last one together. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience. What's the condition? When your obedience is fulfilled. Church of God, if you don't obey God, the devil will not obey you. If you don't know how to obey God, you say, Satan, go in the name of Jesus. I say, you, God said you should do something. You haven't done it. You are asking me to go. I go nowhere. So having a readiness to revenge and avenge all disobedience when your obedience is complete. Can I tell you one area that the devil is hitting the church today? Tithe and offering. How many of us have heard? Tithe and offering is Old Testament. Don't be deceived. Let me share this with you. I think about a year ago, I called one guy. I said, you are not tithing. So this thing will put you in trouble. Pastor. Okay. 2 weeks ago, he came to my house. And then one of his sons was reversing the vehicle and bashed into my neighbor's car. You think it's small, eh? They went to knock on the neighbor's door and said, neighbor, we bashed on your car. He said, okay, give me your insurance. Give me this, give me that. They took all of that. Long story short, when he came out of that thing, they had spent about $3,600. Sorry, Canadian dollars. That's more than his tithe for a year. So, everybody tithes. It depends on who you tithe to. If you don't give it to God, you give it to men. You give it to trouble. Having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is complete. And you know the strange thing about it is the devil knows those who obey God, and he knows those who don't obey him. And he waits for them. Say you. The devil is never in a hurry to catch anyone. That's what I realize. He trails. What is he doing now? Take selfie. Boom. He trails again, goes and says, like that one, yum. I said, the way this guy is going, he will soon fall out of church. He will soon fall out of church. Let's trail him. Let's continue. And then he sends more devil. More devils. Now from all angle, challenges them. Puts pressure, back up. Do you know that even Jesus, the Bible says, the devil departed from him for a season in Luke chapter 4. But in Luke chapter 21, he came back in the Garden of Gethsemane. Because he only went for a season. He came back again and said, let me put pressure on this guy. You must let this thing go. So Jesus said, Father, take this cup away. The devil was almost rejoicing. Take this, devil, but not my will. Let your will be done. Please obey God. I beg of you, obey God. Obey God. Obey God. Obey God. Now Philippians 2:9. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Verse 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and in earth and things underneath the earth. That's a name that the devil cannot resist. That's why something is about how we say, in Jesus' name. There's a movement backwards. Why? The name is a strong weapon. Now, let me show us the scripture. How you can use this weapon in combination to defeat the devil. Ephesians 6:11. NIV, if you can. NIV, if you can. Ephesians 6:11, if you have it. Ephesians 6:11. Now, let's read this together. Put on some of the armor of God. Put on the full armor of God. Why? So that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Just leave it up there. The only thing the devil has is schemes. Lie scheme, COVID scheme. Give me more. 419 scheme. The devil is the father of all 419s. I hope you know. Give me more. SARS, yes. SARS scheme. Which other one? LGBT school scheme. Which other scheme? Feminist. No. Feminists are women who said, I fight for women. Feminism. It's okay now. Okay, maybe extreme. Maybe lesbianism and all that. That's nonsense. That's all schemes. So you can take your stand, but you must take something. Oh, the armor of God. What's the armor of God? Give me names. Helmet of. Breastplate of. Sword of the. Belt of. Shoe of what? When was the last time you evangelized? Do you know that that's one of your weapons? Your feet everywhere sharing good news. Oh, can I tell you about Jesus? He saved me 39 years ago. I gave my heart to Jesus. He can save you now. It's a weapon. That was what saved me when I gave my heart to Jesus. One of the tools that God used to save me. I used to, part of why, I didn't give you details. Part of why I went into trouble in secondary school was I was too girl conscious. On my street, then I lived at Akiode. Ishalabelu. How many of us know Ishalabelu Street? That's where I lived. So every time. I was too conscious of myself. When I failed, none of those guys showed up. They all looked at him and said, hey, you're a failure already. Life almost wrote me off. But Jesus, that's why I will be proud of Jesus till I die. That's why I will serve him with my life until the end. I told the devil, you lost on me completely. No going back. No going back. So when I gave my life to Jesus, I went to buy a big Bible. I still have the Bible. I will carry the Bible like this. Every Friday, Thursday, at First School of Mole, we used to do evangelism. So I will carry my Bible. I'll be going out. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. So this guy said, you two are preaching now? I said, yes. I'm a Jesus boy now. See, your evangelism we remove some of those battles of life that you face. Some of you will be coming to church, you wrap your Bible in a newspaper so that nobody knows you are going to church. Evangelism will help you take care of that. Let people on your street know you are a child of God. Tell them about, have a tract. You can't catch me without a tract. No, you cannot. When I meet you, the next thing I'm telling you, some even say, you look like a pastor. I say, yes, I'm a pastor. And Jesus loves you. It's a tool. And now the Bible says, put back that scripture. Take the full armor of God so that you can stand against the schemes of the devil. That's what makes you stand. Number five thing you must know, the last one. Know your strategies. Know what? Know the most strategic person on the earth and in heaven is God Almighty. Is the Holy Ghost. Is Jesus. Know your strategies. Know where you go and where you don't go. It is not all places that believers can walk into. I want to go and preach the gospel and then it's in a brothel. How far? There's a guy, I'm following him to that drinking parlor, that beer parlor. I'm following him there. I can tell him about Jesus. Know your strategies. It's not everywhere you can be. You can't go everywhere. Know your strategies. Know when to sit back. Know when to talk. Know when to keep your lips shut. Now, the Bible says something about people who knows how to keep their lips shut. The Bible says that even a fool, when he can withhold his mouth, you will think he's a wise man. In the book of Proverbs. Even a fool. So you must be full of God's strategies. Let the Holy Ghost show you. Know the strategy for healthy living. And exercise 30 minutes a day. You wake up, you jog, you walk around, you go everywhere to keep your body strong. Know your strategy. You need this body for this place here called Earth. The reason why you are here is because you have an Earth suit. If this body is tired, you can't pray. So keep your body strong. Keep your mind alert. Keep yourself strong. Do something. Tell somebody, do something. Enough of the theories. We have kept too much theories in the church. Oh, the Bible says this. Oh, why? Wonderful. The Bible says this. The Bible says that. I will share with you two things as we round up this morning and then go to pray. The Bible says this. You know how to theorize, but how to do the practical? The Bible says in the book of James, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. You may preach faith from now to tomorrow if there's nothing to show the works. Dead faith. Dead on arrival. First Samuel chapter 30, verse 8 to 9. Let me show us this. First Samuel 30, 8 and 9. And David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all. Same people, same situation again. 1 Samuel 23:2. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2. Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go smite these Philistines? And the Lord said to David, go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah. 2 Samuel 5:23. Same people, same situation. But here's what the Lord said. And when David inquired, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. Thou shalt not go. There is a time to go. There's a time to stay. It may be the same situation. Don't use somebody else's strategy. That's what God told them. What did God tell you? Oh, my friend is selling pure water. Me too, I will sell pure water. Have you asked the Lord, what should I sell? Now, until you do that, you won't know what God has for you. So you must know your strategies and strategies for all areas of your life. Listen, you are a spirit that has a soul. You are packaged in a body. You must have a very strong strategy for your spirit man. Strong strategy for your soul. Strong strategy for your body. You must wake up. Do regular exercise. One of the things God has engraced me with, I love cycling a lot. I love cycling. So every week, I do like 100 kilometers. Yes, every week, 100 kilometers. First on Tuesday when I bike to work and back, 60K. And then again on Sunday after church, I come back home, I just go downtown and back 40K every week. Every week. So you must know your strategies. Know what you do right. Know what you do right. I pray for somebody in the name of Jesus. You will not be a disappointment to God. Yeah. Your life will not end in shame. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Very quickly, two things. How to acquire knowledge. How to acquire knowledge. Brethren, I found out that when it comes to knowledge, there are two components. There is spiritual knowledge. Knowledge of the holy. Knowledge of the holy. Knowledge of the spirit realm. And to acquire that, you must cultivate it. Everyone say cultivate. What does that mean? Nurture it. Nurture it. Just a little here, a little there. Water it and let it go. Now, in the Garden of Eden, there was the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. Listen to this carefully. What God wanted Adam and Eve to do was to cultivate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the enemy came and said, no, shortcut. Just eat the fruit, pick it and eat it. That's it. And when they ate it, they violated the law of God, the law of life. Everything you nurture grows. And after a while, you eat the fruit. That's where knowledge. So for you to be a knowledgeable person of the things of the Spirit, you must be a cultivator. You must have a regular, and cultivation requires regular season of waking up, doing the same thing, whether it shows results or not. You just go there and do it. Go and do it. Go and do it. Go and do it. One day it will make sense. That's what God wants you and I to do. Cultivation. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Look at it. The fear of the Lord. Hekatoba hataya. Let's read together. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. There's cultivation there. So it begins with what? The fear of God. The fear of God. No, I cannot do this. God is watching. I cannot do it. How shall I do this great wickedness against this God who has been favoring me? How shall I do it? He cultivated that tree of knowledge by the fear of God. And gradually, if you look at the life of Joseph, that's the life of every believer. What did Joseph do to his brothers that they hated him? What did he do to Mrs. Potiphar that she lied against him and threw him in jail? What did he do? Now, if you go to the book of Psalm 105, the Bible told us, you know, what the secret is. He said all the while he was waiting, God was testing Joseph's character. NIV, NLT, sorry, Psalm 105, I think verse 19 or somewhere there. And in King James, there, until the time that is, the word of the Lord came, the king sent for him. But in NLT, he said, all the while this was happening, God was testing. Thank you. Please put your hands together for this media team. Beautiful. Let's read this together. Until the time came to fulfill his dream, the Lord tested Joseph's character. Listen, that's cultivation. You must go through some tests. Little here, little there, test, pass, you go up. That's how to get knowledge of the holy. If you want to walk with God, you must walk with him. A little here, a little there, step by step. Isn't that what the Bible says? A little here, a little there. And then you grow. As you grow, you get experience. It lifts you up. That's cultivation. That's how to get knowledge. Go, so go for it. Tell your neighbor, go for it. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 3 to 8. He says, and through covetousness they shall with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment... No, that's not the scripture. Exodus 35, 30 to 31. Exodus 35, 30 to 31. And Moses said to the children of Israel, see, the Lord has called him Bezaleel, by name, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, verse 31. And has what? Filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. So when you cultivate God, cultivate the relationship, you keep going. Lord, I'm here for something. There's something I'm running after. Eventually, he fills you with the wisdom and the knowledge and the grace that you need. And when it comes permanent. It stays with you for the rest of your life. I pray for somebody that what God gives, you will not lose. Yeah. He will give you wisdom. Yeah. He will give you knowledge. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Now the second part. How do you get knowledge? Number two. Number one is what God will do. Number two is what you will do. Tell your neighbor, you will do. Let me show us something. You must read. You must be a reader. Quest for knowledge. You must read. You must study. You must observe. Say observe. Observe. Most valuable lessons are not taught in life. When you were in school, taught you how to manage money. Did they teach you how to pay tight, and then, you know, this one you spend, this one you don't spend, this one you save? Did they teach you in school? They didn't teach me. Maybe they thought you went to a better school. But most things in life, you must learn to observe. Observe. The Bible speaking in Daniel chapter 9, verse 2. It says, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. So if Daniel was not a reader, they would have missed the timing of God. Even though God wanted them to be free, but he read and he found out. Now, some people say something and I don't believe it. If you want to hide a thing from a black man, put it in a book. Say garbage. Garbage. Say I'll be a reader. Even though you say garbage, it's true. I just wanted you to feel good. It's very true. Most of us don't read. Be an avid reader. Have a quest for knowledge. Don't be dumb about your job. Don't sit down quietly and let people ride over your head. Go for the best. Go for knowledge. Know. They that do know. Know something. Know something. Study. Be an avid reader. Between my trip and when I got here, I finished a book. Sitting down and just watching, and others are watching movies. Were they talking about you in the movie? Was the movie about you? Huh? What did you get? Okay, you watched the movie, you heard stories. So what did you learn? You just laughed and laughed and just felt good. But you see, studying and reading will have taught you something. So study, read. Be an observer. Hey, it's good to observe. Let me show you this scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. This was Solomon. He said, I returned and I saw. I observed this. That the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill. Hey, but that's something that I notice happens to them all. Time and chance. Your time will come. Amen. Your chance is here. Amen. In the name of Jesus. But it came by observation. Be an observer. Just look around. Look around. One of the things they teach our children, where I came from, is they say, go home. Bring all the things in your house that are color red. So the child gets to the house. The pencil, the plate, the everything in the house. What are they teaching them to do? Observe. Something happened to my wife and I when we first got to Canada. And so one crossover service, we were coming back. And right before us, two guys ran out of a drinking place and with the guns, and they pursued themselves right in front of our car. And one shot at the other. Didn't get him, went to the corner, hid, and eventually one of them died. So we called 911, and then the police came to our house. Say, you saw what happened? Say, yes. Say, okay, the guy you saw, this was in the middle of the night too, at 2 a.m. The guy you saw, what's the color of his eyes? You said, that's what I said too. What kind of hair did he have at 2 a.m.? What kind of shirt? What was the color of his shirt? What was the color of his pants? What was the color of his shoe? I said, I wasn't taught this. So, I grew up in Ojudu Grammar School. And so I didn't know how to observe. But what's the point I'm making is when you are observant, when you watch patterns and trends, you'll be able to determine a course of action. When you are an observer. So one of the things that you must do for yourself, which nobody can do, you must be an observer. Tell your neighbor, be an observer. Shall we rise to our feet this morning? Shabada. Leke rahotaba. Luze prakatala. We're going to pray two prayer points. And I want you to pray fervently. I want you to pray fervently. The first prayer point, we're going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say with me. Separate me from every spiritual distraction. All negative influences of the end time. Let's turn that to prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, separate me from all negative influences. Every distraction of the spirit, of the soul and the body. Separate me from it, Lord. Separate me from it. Namanoya bakuhate. Lisa brokoto. Katamanina noya. Ankatilede. Separate me from every spiritual distraction. All negative influences of the end time. Separate me. You are not praying. Please pray. Please pray. Raise your voice and say, Father, separate me. All negative influences. Every spiritual distraction, take them away from me. Help me pursue you, Namaneya. Luzandema. Keep my focus and gaze on you. Help me keep my gaze and focus on you. Help me keep my gaze and focus on you. Emanaya no hando. Lisa Toba de Bragale Dayada Atomane de Gihata Himanele Niane. In Jesus' name we are praying. Second prayer point, Father, by the blood of Jesus, empower my mind to go for knowledge, reading, studying, observing. Turn that to prayer and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, empower my mind to go for knowledge, studying, reading, observing. I receive the grace. I want to be a man of knowledge. A man of knowledge. A man of knowledge. Reading, studying, observing. Open my eyes, Lord. Ehano. Shanategi. Ate katali. Asanamre in the hande. Libodo da galaba. Rebadiga da hate. Kutase birede. Mamane. Ashopilaga. Zaproketeledi. Emane. Open my mind. Help me. Keep be a reader. Wide reader. Study. Lord in Amanosh Katebia. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I receive that grace, Lord. I receive that grace. Thank you, Father. I give you praise. In Jesus' name we are praying.